Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Jepson Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Hey, cattle producers, the Apache Auction Market's got a special cow sale coming up on Saturday, June 11th at high noon. Mark your calendar for that date. Taylor Ranch will be featuring 200 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows bred to Red Angus bulls. Knott Ranch, 140 head of 3 to 4 year old Angus Krause cows AI'd to Red Angus bulls. They'll all calve in that October December time frame. For more information, you can call the Apache Auction Market toll free at 888-926-9696.
Did you know that the beef checkoff means many different things to cattle producers across the country? Producers say their checkoff is valuable for a variety of reasons, including...
It grows our foreign markets.
The beef checkoff helps me talk to consumers about beef production.
It spreads the word about the benefits of beef.
Develops innovative new beef cuts.
It improves beef quality.
Find out about these and many more ways the checkoff makes a difference for you and everyone else who makes that checkoff investment at mybeefcheckoff.com. Paid for by your beef checkoff.
Cattle futures today were higher. We were $1.77 higher in the August feeder cattle at $147.22, $4.22 off of the low this morning of $143, and about 40 cents off the high. It's quite a turnaround, as you see, very similar but in the opposite direction to what happened a few days ago to the downside. The market closing higher like this will bring some confidence back into the buy side and to the bull camp. And we're right on the 50-day moving average here as well for the August feeder cattle, which is currently at 147.50. If we go through the high from and then the high from 2 days ago, that'll put us back toward the high from the first part of May as resistance levels, which we're right on the brink of hitting those levels. Live cattle rebounded nicely as well today. June live cattle up $1.72 at $122.95. August up $2.60 at $118.60. So both of those feeder cattle and live cattle bounced strongly today. The charts look similar for live cattle as they do for feeder cattle. We're bumping right up against those resistance levels. And this time of year, with the good weather on the East Coast, the possibility of beef demand improving could make things good in the near future.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
The grains continue to do the same thing they've been doing, and that's rally. Today we are led higher by soybeans. July beans closed up 39 cents at 11.80 and a quarter. That move has rallied beginning in March pretty significantly. November beans up 34 and a half, 11.51. At the beginning of March, they were below $9. So over $2.50 rally here in just a little over 3 months. That's a big time rally. Of course, that's overbought, but at this point, we can become more overbought. Wheat futures today rallied up 7 in the Kansas City July at 4.92. Chicago July was up 8.5 at 5.17.5. Harvest reports are average to above average at this point. For most of the wheat country, from southern Kansas down through Texas. So good yields and really a gift to the wheat producer here as prices improve. The next big report will be this Friday. It's the monthly USDA report. And then at the end of the month, June 30th, we're even going to have another big report with the updated production numbers, acreage numbers, which could shift some of those acres from away from corn to beans given the price swing we've had. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.